Our region was marking the Martin Luther King Day holiday Monday. Habitat for Humanity of Greater Newburgh held its fifth annual MLK Day of Service. Volunteers worked on gutting houses while kids were building birdhouses. Some 65 volunteers with Habitat Newburgh worked on four houses on South Miller Street, part of the city's historic district. They braved blustery conditions and a temperature of just 25 degrees. Celeste Bloomer is a house captain who has been volunteering with Habitat for about 16 years.
Today we're cleaning out a house. We're doing major demolition of, this is 24 South Miller. It's going to be a women's build. Getting it ready for a family. We had an asbestos and a lead abatement done already. So that's all out, but what's left are the walls and the ceilings and the doors and the windows. So we're taking it right down to its studs, and then we'll reframe inside.
She says the house will take about a year to complete, and that's working Wednesdays and Saturdays. Bloomer mentioned the house she is working on is a women build project. This means at least 75% of volunteers working on the house are women. This particular house is Habitat Newburgh's seventh house under the International Women Build Program. Kathy Collins is executive director of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Newburgh.
We build homes, community, and hope. And I think that hope sometimes may be one of the best things that we do, because that allows other people to join us in a very different way.
She says the Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Service and the other days Habitat volunteers work show people coming together for the purpose of improving lives and building community.
Community is built both in the building in the end result, but also in the process of that building. I always say that I love that I watch that barriers that so often separate us, which can be age or socioeconomic or race or even political. We don't even know what most people's political bent is here. That by doing this together, that all those barriers fall away. And I think Dr. King would be very proud of what happens on a Habitat site.
She says when Habitat completes a house, it likely will be appraised between $125,000 and $145,000, depending on size. Erica Peichel and Adrian Cepeda are Goshen High School seniors and in the National Honor Society. Here's Cepeda.
I'm always sitting. My parents are always telling me to get off my phone, so like it was kind of a good idea to come out and like help people. And like I want to help people for a living kind of a thing, so I don't know. It feels good.
Peichel says she also would rather help in this manner than sit around on a day off, and she shares her view of community.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're in this community or if you're in Goshen or if you're in Newburgh or if you're in Monroe. What matters is that you're helping all people.
And while the MLK Day of Service is Habitat Newburgh's fifth, it was the first year to involve younger kids, who built birdhouses back in Habitat's Washington Street space. Aiden Grice is a first grader. What will he do with the birdhouse he built and painted?
We're going to give it to the people that are moving in the houses.
And what do you think about not being in school and painting birdhouses for people?
It makes me feel good.
That was second grader Aaron Bellano. David McTamini led the birdhouse building activity. He is a lifelong City of Newburgh resident and has volunteered with Habitat since 1999.
So I've been volunteering for 16 years, and I would like to think that these kids who are starting here today, I hope that 16 years from now, I could come by when I'm 86 years old instead of 70 years old and see that they're still volunteering and working, and now they're building a little bit bigger houses than what we build today. So they're helping. We're building houses, they're building houses. I hope down the line they can help us build more houses in Newburgh.
Reporting from Newburgh, I'm WAMC News Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.